Figure out if I can actually be heard this fine Sunday morning. August. Right. Hello Echo.
Echo.
I hear Alan.
No, it's your echo, man.
It's my echo. I'm echoing.
Echo. Happy Nagasaki Day there, Steve.
Okay. No, good. I don't know, man. Just a couple minutes before starting this show, I get a call or a message from Ken saying that my primary phone is, you know, not working, and that's fascinating all in itself. So I've been spending, a whole bunch of time trying to get set up for this Skype thingajigger. I'm not too fond of Skype as far as communications go, but know that the clarity, anyways, won't talk much about that, but it's good to be here. You know, I was doing the baby elephant walk thing, the opening of the show, because it has to be played. It seems like we're going through the world of baby elephant walk, and everybody's just like going along, and every time I walk up to the Wally World or any one of those damn stores, I watch the little baby elephants walking in and walking out with baskets full of things with their muzzles on. Damn fascinating. But that's got to be the only, you know, it's a weird distraction, Alan. There's so much other stuff that's going on in the world that needs to be talked about, I think. What do you think?
When that music first started up, the first time I can remember hearing that song, I was watching Captain Kangaroo, and I was waiting for Mr. Green Jeans and Bunny Rabbit to pop out somewhere.
I've always known it as a good song to leave poison, not really poison, brain crumpets. You know, you start whistling that song, and all of a sudden, everybody around you are whistling the song. And it's kind of funny. I met somebody last week that never heard the song. I'm like, going, you've never heard the Baby Elephant Walk? And then I hummed a couple bars. He goes, nope. But everybody around me heard me, and all of a sudden they were all singing it or humming it or doing whatever. Maybe that's what we're doing with the corona. You know, it can't be because you don't put on a mask to go feed the deer or chicken or shoot a hawk, do you?
No, we don't shoot hawks anyway because that's illegal. But
are hawks? Okay. Go shoot a predator bird.
Well, they're all predators. So everything's a predator on something.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Well, so what do we got?
Kind of like a little country in the Middle East. They're attacking another little country in the Middle East, more than likely. Like I said, I know y'all have better access than I do, but even the videos I've been able to see, I have seen a jet in the background of one of these videos that they pointed it out, and then there's something coming from that jet's direction towards the place where there's little sparklers and looks like either ammo. Cooking off or fireworks going off, and then all of a sudden this thing kind of streaks in very fast, and all of a sudden everything kind of goes pop, boom, and it was kind of like, Steve, it was really kind of like watching the tidal wave roll in on Fukushima, because they were sitting there going, we have reports that four people are dead. I'm like, wait a minute, I just saw cars and everything driving right through that area, and they ain't there no more, I can guarantee you that. You know, it's why did anyone start this? Oh, we've got reports that four people are dead. I'm like, hell, they could have killed four people, more than four people, dropping that thing out here, whatever in the hell it was it hit.
Yeah, I know. It always starts with, like, four people were hit or something like that. I personally don't trust the, the disinformation channels, all the news coverage from right after such events, because when I saw the whole bombing in Beirut, right, it's in between a whole bunch of white noise, and then you have to, you know, click on it in the internet world, and then you bring it up, and it says an explosion, blah, blah, blah. Now go to the internet, and go, what are you going to do? Go for a search on the controlled search engine, take a ride on the Google side, right, see what they want to tell you about the subject, right, and they'll tell you the top five things you need to know about blowing up a whole bunch of people in, you know, Beirut, right, and how they should be blown up because they're part of Hezbollah. You know, it's just really, go to another search engine, right, DuckDuckGo, right, it's a little bit better, you can find some stuff, but you gotta start digging, and even then, it doesn't even come out, all the stuff that's involved in it. First of all, when they started pointing towards, what caused the explosion? And I'm like, oh, yeah, it was the same explosion used to take down the Jeffrey Morrow building. What was it, Jeffrey Morrow building? Oklahoma
Alfred
City.
Alfred P. Murrah.
Alfred P. Murrah, right? And I'm going, but didn't we already come to terms with the fact that that couldn't do what it allegedly did? You know,
Info, which is ammonium nitrate with fuel oil, is about the lowest blast, as far as blast waves, as far as the shock wave goes. It's about one of the lowest explosions that you can get. It has to be tightly confined to do any good. That's why it's so effective, because it's cheap, and it's why it's so effective. Guys that like blasting rock is what it's used for quite a bit. There's actually some guys around here that do construction and everything, and they had their own gravel pit out around here, and we went out and watched them do a blast one day. I mean, they drilled all these holes, you know, 35, 40 foot deep into this limestone shelf, and then they were going along, and they would drop. And to initiate this, folks, I heard people saying, oh, this stuff is so explosive, if you even look at it too strong or light a cigarette too close to it, it'll just blow up. And I'm like, no, it's like these guys used a det cord and a half stick of dynamite at the bottom of the hole and a quarter of a stick of dynamite halfway up the hole to initiate each one of these charges in every hole. And there was like 200 holes drilled around this daggum, this big site where these guys blew this limestone rock out. And it was interesting watching it. I've always been an explosives kind of guy. I've been making gunpowder since I was 9 and just still have all my fingers and all my digits. And so does everyone else around me, but it's called brisance is the technical term for the speed of the shock wave, the violence of the explosion. And ANFO is one of the
least. Well, it seemed like that one had an awful lot of explosive power, you know. But again, those videos that are out there, were they made for mass consumption? You know, there's a video that. One video is a taxi driver, right? And he's driving around, and he's got, you can understand why a taxi / Uber driver would have a camera running all the time. And it would be great if all people had cameras running all the time, and it's pointed forward, and then all of a sudden you see the sky light up, and then moments later, he kind of, crashes his vehicle? Is that what happened? Kind of like shakes and off to the right. And that was fascinating. But hey, by the way, we do have a chat room. The chat room's located. This isn't a Republic Broadcasting chat room. let me just clarify that real quick. The chat room is, well, it's manned by individuals, and I go over there. I drop links every once in a while. You know, I probably will this time. But you can find links to a lot of this information and what we're talking about over at the chat room. You can get there by typing in republicoftexas.chattango.com. That's chat and go. I don't know what else to say about that. But what I do know is we were just talking about the problems over in Beirut. And the videos, you know, well, what is this? We've got videos of this and we've got videos of that. There was a wedding video that was played, which might be the most important one of the Beirut bombing as we go forward. Brides getting married or something like that. I've seen it, you know, advertised on search results and stuff like that, and I didn't really want to watch that. But I believe there's an esoteric connection there now. The day after I've seen it, somebody was talking about it, yada yada. I guess we'll find out, or we won't. But I really think, Alan, okay, sorry, you're going to accuse me of going all leftist right now, or at least making fun of the left. I like to make fun of the right as well, and I don't believe in those constructs, the left and the right. But I do believe in the constructs of conservatives and liberals, or, you know, stuff like that. I think I can put my name around that. But I think it's time, Alan, that we start talking about reparations, you know, the real ones. You know, and this is what came out of the Beirut bombing. Should I continue?
Well, yeah. Are you going to tell me something that, like, now from now on, everyone that gets married has to pay reparations to Beirut for the bombing that went on, or something, or what? It would make as much sense as anything else going on today, to tell you the truth.
That would be great. We'll call it the Beirut Wedding Fund, and everybody has to give $100 to Beirut, right? And then we'll give it to, oh, God, maybe, Alan, we can get George Bush and Bill Clinton to hold on to the money for us, and then they can give it to the people of Beirut. Would that help?
Man, that would be great. I mean, look at Haiti. It's just a paradise. I mean, the wonders that they've done there. Yeah, you got a good idea there, Steve.
But we can build on it. We can get Barack Hussein Obama, who doesn't want to be called Hussein anymore. As well as Donald Trump, we'll just have a big old four-pack of the presidents who care that take $100 from your wedding, from every wedding around the globe, to give it to Beirut to take care of them. No, that's not where I wanted to go at all, you know, but it sounds, you know, Ken's down for it, and we should make a commercial and get that damn thing going. I don't know.
Yeah. And $10 to the Church of the Bleeding Hearts of Beirut, and all their prayers will be answered.
No, I was thinking that it's about time that we start talking about how, you know, what is it? There's different people that want the left. The liberals want to pay off people that were formerly slaves, right? So, and I guess it's very focused, the whole argument on racial slave structure and a time frame. And I think that, you know, man, if we're going to start sliding that way, let's start sliding the right way. Let's go back. Let's find out where the blame lies. Where do we start blaming people? Okay, do we go back and let's just go back a short step. Right, just a short step. Let's not even go as far as, the slave trade. Let's go back to 1946. Let's go back around there where the United Nations carved out a piece of the Middle East and said, by Job, this is now Israel, right? And created a state out of a place that wasn't even theirs. Wow. Isn't that great?
1948. Yeah, 1948, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. pretty damn good, man. It's not a
and is it the place that I'm thinking of, Steve? The one who has it, their capital city has the main avenue running down the middle of it is called Rothschild Boulevard.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't know that. I've never been there. All I know is the story has always just felt wrong to me, right? You know, so allegedly a people has a hard time during the war and gets killed. This happens all the time. How many Chinese were killed in World War II? How badly were they killed? How many Russians were killed in World War II? How many Germans were killed in World War II? How badly were they killed? How many Israelis were killed in World War II when there weren't any Israelis because there was no Israel? There were Jews, right? And something happened. I don't know. I don't really know. Their numbers don't match. And we can't even talk about their numbers. Well, we can. But nobody cares. They just get all cattywampus on you. They go, you did this. Go ahead.
Wars can be good, Steve, as long as you follow the rules of war. As long as you follow the rules, they're great. It's those guys that start going outside the rules, you know, they start making their own rules up. That's when war just goes all to hell, you know. You can only kill people in a certain way. If you go beyond those means, then you're breaking the rules of war, and then you're a bad person.
Yeah, I'm not too sure that you're
but
right
nothing
there.
Makes any sense in this world at all anymore, Steve. It's the rules of war. I mean, come on, people, think of that. The rules of war. Oh, you can't kill me with gas, but you can kill me with a knife or a stick or anything else, but you can't poison me with gas. How stupid is this crap?
It's killing my whole life. Yeah, it's kind of terrible, but you know what, Alan? My point being that the country created on around 1948, thank you for the correction, technically really shouldn't exist. You know, they had no authority, this alleged global world body, to carve up a chunk of what was already destroyed property, by the way, because the Middle East wasn't the Middle East all throughout time. It was carved up and tiny little partitions were put in by who, Alan? Who drew up the Middle East and made it the Middle East?
Let me see. I think it was some guy named Hiroshima or some Japanese guy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Hiroshima Nagasaki.
There you go. Yeah.
No, the British Empire, right, when they ran out of, there was this saying, and so I'm talking about reparations here, right, so we're going to follow this back, and so the British Empire needs to give us a lot of money, right, so they need to do a bailout and give us a bunch of money, well, and part of it, and then they have to give Beirut a bunch of money, they have to figure out the Israel problem. Right, because, they carved up all the stuff, right? They said, okay, you're Saudi Arabia, you go to him, and this is Pakistan, and this is blah, 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 is India. But that whole, interventionalism, that whatever the hell they thought they were doing back in 1948, that's 70 years ago. That's reparations for damage done to our world. How many people have died because of that move by the United Nations? How many people have died? You know, that was a big thing. You know, there were Jewish people living in Palestine back then, right? You know, that was part of the way of life. You know, everybody lived around there, weren't any borders. Okay, I'm simplifying a lot of stuff because, I wasn't there, but it's what I know. Anyways, hang on, folks. We got music.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Welcome back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, just to clarify things real quick, folks. You know, this whole idea of reparations, and I know it's never going to come true, and they know it's never going to come true. Maybe it will, a form of taxation that never gives there or gets there. That might happen. That happens all the time. So I'm just making light of the fact that everybody can blame everybody and say everybody enslaved everybody. And, you know, if I bring it back far enough, I'm half Irish, half Norwegian. Well, the Norwegian side of me used to go over and thump the Irish side of me, and that happened for quite some years. So maybe I need to make reparations to myself. It's like this cyclical nightmare that everybody knows exists in time. But they don't want to deal with it.
Steve, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to get rid of my white guilt here or something? Man, that was one of my main social mainstays, my white guilt, dadgummit, and you're trying to break that paradigm? Man, I don't know.
Yeah, it's terrible. Oh, I was going to do this. Hey, during the break, I was going to tell you about this. Ken sent me a link to a little thing, right? Let's do this. I'm popping up the little chat tango thing. republicoftexas.chattango.com. You can go over there and take a look at this. This is a neat little video. It's really heartwarming. And it raised a whole bunch of interesting things to me, right? The link is just a little, you know, probably phone-recorded video of some Antifa folks showing up in a residential neighborhood in Colorado. Don't know the veracity. veracity of the, well, I don't know the validity of the video or the context or anything, but if you were to put it in your own head's context, it shows a whole group of individuals kind of like walking through the neighborhood on bicycles and foot, and a bunch of little Antifa, right, dressed in black and walking along like Antifa do, and they're walking backwards because they showed up in a neighborhood and they wanted to, you know, I guess, exert fear, make people afraid, break things.
Maybe they figured that everyone, that people wouldn't shoot them in the back if they were walking backwards towards them.
It just reminded me of growing up as a kid. You know, when that group of kids from four blocks down shows up and they have their bicycles and you have your bicycles and you get in a big old brawl. Except these kids were little kids, right, dressed in black, thinking they were bigger than they are. They have this problem in the Antifa folks. And I'm not saying that all the Antifa folks are little pushovers, right? Not at all. Some are well-paid, you know, anarchists, and they really want to exude violence. They, you know, they like the violence. They want to hurt things. It's fun, you know. But Alan likes to say they're Eddie Haskell, right? But Eddie Haskell wasn't violent. He was a manipulator. But if Eddie Haskell was violent, there are violent people like that that like to fight. And hey, Antifa's perfect side to get, right? You don't care about anything, just fight. So these individuals, they're walking down the street and they're a little black, but this time they're walking backwards. And this crowd of, bigger people and bicyclists, they're just sitting there slowly walking them back and walking them back. You know, okay, you're turning this corner, here you go. Hey, look, we got an empty lot. And I'm like going, yeah. Really? So you're going to push them into the empty lot with green grass and then jump on them? And yep, sure enough, that's what they did. They had to jump on them and get all the knives out of their hands because they had knives. You know, you come into a neighborhood and you bring knives and you try to, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you here for? And then all the neighbors, I don't know the context for this, but it's going to happen again and again and again right now as the corporate media, they're kind of like boiling this stuff over. You know, they're not covering different things.
Did you hear Sherry from Arkansas? She called our show once, I believe, and we talked with her. But she called in, and apparently she lives somewhere around Harrison, Arkansas. And for Black Lives Matter, I can tell you that that's not a real good place for them to go into and try to prove that if you're black, you ain't nothing. So because when I was living there, actually the Grand Wizard of the KKK did live in Harrison. And that's up in some pretty serious mountains up there in northwest Arkansas there, folks. It's way up near the Missouri border. And folks around there don't take too kindly to being messed with.
I can understand that, but isn't that really their territory, though, Alan? If you're talking about the Grandmaster, Grand Wizard of the KKK, isn't that Democratic territory then? You know, or do
it's not that everyone up there is a KKK member. It's just that the people up there don't take no crap. You know, you don't go around being a complete butthole to people and expect to get away with it, even in today's world.
Those kids. They're LARPing, folks. Live action role play, Antifa, whatever. BLM, I call BS on that. Be right back, Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We're back. Don't look under your bed. There's COVID. COVID, COVID, COVID. No, there's not. Well, who knows, right? It might be some damn coronavirus that this whole damn thing's blown out of proportion. We were talking about, well, all sorts of stuff. Beirut. Wow, damn. Fertilizer bombed. Give me a break. You know, I'm not falling for that.
That's another thing, Steve, about that. If that was ANFO, and if that was 2,700 tons of it that went off, the gas cloud that was created by that blowing back over the city would have killed more people than the blast wave did. Because ANFO produces a very toxic gas that hangs kind of low to the ground. I mean, when they did this blast out here, we watched them. We had to wait for like 20, 30 minutes before we could even go up close to it just to let the gas dissipate. Yeah.
Well, their lives don't have to be very good. They just have to be off. And, you know, I really don't know. You know, I know enough to call bull on that explosion. But, yeah, just knowing the relationship that Hezbollah has with Israel, that just brings me back into that, Alan. I wish you would have just let me just touch the surface of that. Man, everybody says that Hezbollah is such a bad thing. And sure, you know, it's tough when somebody's occupying your land, right? What are you going to do? Sit down and say, yes, sir? I guess that's what they were supposed to do back when their land was taken from them. Hezbollah never really did have a land, but they were a group, an organization. They still are. They actually now have representatives, and they've kind of formalized in the last 70 years, or at least that's what I know. But what do I know, right? The Israelis were given the land by the United Nations and to form a Jewish state that, for all intents and purposes, really never existed. You know, okay, you can go back to the Bible and say, look, the Bible says that they came to that land and God said to kill everybody and take it for your own. You go, oh, okay, was there reparations for that, or was I just wrong? Well, they weren't really people that the Israelis killed back then. Now I'm getting religious and mixing that up with politics, but you know what? That stuff happens. So now they're sitting there manipulating our world, you know, AIPAC is trashing us. I just don't know where to go, and we're being lied to. We've got this thing called Antifa, right? I mean, I didn't know it even existed, right? Okay, who am I? I'm just a stupid little white boy, right? You know, okay, I'm not really a white boy. I'm a white man, and I don't know about how stupid I am. That's one of the problems about being stupid. You really don't know that you're not intelligent, so I think I'm pretty, smart. Not as smart as Alan. Alan's a lot smarter than I am. I talk a lot more. But it's weird. I'm going to shut up now, Alan. Am I making any sense at all? Because this whole thing, it doesn't really make sense, but I do know that they're sitting there using Antifa. They're using Israel. They're using everything. Is it Israel? A lot of people point to Israel and say, look, it's Israel. Israel is attacking the whole world. But then they also point to other directions. Any thoughts lately?
I would say, from what I've seen, doesn't matter what you call yourself, there are small groups of very evil bastards all over this planet. They're in the Vatican. They're in the city of London. They're in Washington D.C. They're in Tel Aviv. They're freaking everywhere. If it wasn't the people who call themselves Jews, who were, ahead of the banking system, and that's ultimately where all power comes from, blah, blah, blah. If it wasn't them, it would be someone calling themselves Hindu or a biddle flittle. They would give themselves some kind of title, and then everyone would hate them, and the real power brokers behind the scenes continue doing what they're doing. I don't care what they want to call themselves. At this point in time, they're calling themselves Jews. Oh, it's poor little Jews. Was 6 billion killed in World War II, the Holocaust. But then you read stuff like Henry Ford's, you know, the international Jew, and I had to keep looking back at the copyright date on that book. After World War One, they were squalling that 6 million Jews were killed in World War One, and I was like, what? Right. I had to keep looking back. This was written in 1919, and wait a minute, that's what they're saying today. You know, it's the same game they play over and over. Because they get people comfortable, they get them convenient, so people don't really have to work too hard and pay attention to what's going on, because everything's so convenient. Even if they're struggling, it's a convenient struggle. So it's so easy for them to just play this game over and over and over. It's like Trading Places, which happened to be a Jew made that movie, but it's like Trading Places. It's like the two old guys, you know, when Eddie Murphy's sitting in the bathroom, you know, smoking a joint in the stall, you know, and the old two old men come in and he goes, all right, here you go, Arthur, you won, here's your dollar. And he's sitting there going, wait a minute, you destroyed how many people's lives for a dollar bet? Y'all are just playing games with people's lives? That's what they do on a grand scale, folks.
Sure. But, you know, no matter what decision anybody makes, people's lives get destroyed.
Hezbollah, you mentioned Hezbollah earlier. It is infiltrated and controlled just like any. I mean,
right.
Yes, sir, are you fat? You remember him? He did a whole lot of good for them Palestinians all those years, didn't he? And he was fat because he ate real good and he lived a pretty damn good life while all of his Palestinian brethren were, you know, fighting in the trenches and dying and, you know, whatever. Everything is controlled if it gets to a certain point.
And so there we go. And then it just comes down to the media lying to us. But, man, there's more and more and more reports that people don't trust the media, yet they do trust the media. You know, you can see the control being exerted today in our masked world. right? These people that put on these masks, and there's more and more conversations. Nobody likes them. Everybody's just willing for, you know,
Steve, in this Patriot movement, I have heard people who over years I've heard question, you know, Johns Hopkins as a credible source, you know, and the WHO and the CDC and all this. Yet I've heard several of these guys in the quote Patriot movement taking the figures that are given to them by these institutions and just putting it out like, see, it's in a book and it's got black covering and it's got red fringe, you know, pages on it. It's got to be true, right?
It's got to be true. And then that's, I stop myself all the time from doing that, you know, pick and choose what stats that I get from fed from the media, from the system. You know, you're like, well, how many million people died? How many thousand people died? How many this? And you're like, oh, man, what am I, an idiot? Yeah, I guess you're an idiot, Steve. Oh,
well. Well, you know, that's just natural in us. You know, if it's something that gives our point of view a more perspective, you know, makes it a little bit truer, we tend to want to go with those figures. And, you know, like you said, I catch myself doing it, you know, at times when, you know, oh, they say that 87% of the people out here want to blah, blah. And I'm like, well, yeah, that sounds about right. But then you try to figure out, and if you've ever had any of these poll calls, you know, the questions that you're asked, there is no right answer to it. That, you know, really how you want to answer it. It's an answer that you really don't want, and you get an answer that's kind of, sort of, a little bit on, you know, the right part of it. And if you say yes, they say thank you. You agree that Joe Biden ought to be our president. Bye. You know.
Right.
So we have to question everything.
Totally. Yeah, I guess I'm gonna get to this here in a second. Let's go to the phones real quick. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to dial into the show and join us. Right now, let's go to John. John in Louisiana. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, John.
How y'all doing?
Good.
So far, so good.
One of my questions is, you know, people mention Antifa, and I'm not in so-called Antifa, but I would like to know, what is so wrong with being anti-fascist? Because I would consider myself probably anti-fascist.
Yeah, that's a great point, huh? You know, I when Antifa came on the line, I went ahead, and when I say came on the line, I mean sometime back, right when Donald Trump was about to get elected, I went out and said, who is this Antifa? Right, and okay, it's a leftover group from World War II, and they were originally created by, you know, Stalin to fight they were originally communists trying to fight socialists, right? And they were called Antifa or anti-fascist or something like that. I'm not too sure, but as I look at some of their points, I totally agree. You know, I ask people all the time, well, who do you want to win this next year? Right? Do you want the socialists to win or the fascist/capitalists? Because some of the stuff that Antifa has been saying, I've been saying for years. But their whole thing is, well, they're doing it by violence, and they also have a communist angle to them. So I am anti-fascist. I don't like fascist things. Name a fascist thing that our government does, John. Because I can name a couple of them easily, at least with quick references. But I don't stand for that. I don't like those kind of things. But I'm not going to be able to get there. Maybe not. Which route leads back to capitalism? And is capitalism good?
Yeah, so I'm also not a fan of capitalism. And one thing I think that I'll call it the right or the Fox News people, they always talk about we don't need big government. But I think what they did is they get people to not believe in big government, so these oligarchical corporations can take over. And now instead of having one group of leadership that you can focus all your attention on, which would be the government if that's what we had. So now you're ruled by all these gangster corporations, and you don't know where to focus. You don't know which one to revolt against first. So you're kind of stuck on the train in Snowpiercer, if you know the movie. It's a train where the elites eat nice food in the front, and in the back of the train, everybody's poor and eating rats and attacked by police.
It's always that. Well, it's like I said, it's that group of has the easiest way, the evil bastards that get in charge, the interlocking boards of directors, who deal with the money, the bankers. Corporatism, fascism, globalism, communitarianism, you can put words to it, but it's not always consistent through everywhere, because every place has its own set of characteristics that it needs to overcome in order for these evil bastards to gain the control that they want. So it's not the same game that's played everywhere. So, you know, it's not a one thing that you can go against. It's just they shuck and they jive, and they do whatever they need to fool the people to gain control. Like I said, at its base level, what they're doing to us is very simple to understand. It's when it gets out into the operational arms, when they start sending out agents and you know, doing this and doing that, you know, way off somewhere. That's where the complication comes in. But the basically what they're doing to us is very simple, and they've done it over and over and over.
Well, most people that really like this moron that's in office right now always said, oh, he's a businessman. But if you ever saw The Godfather, all the gangster criminals said, oh, it's just business and not personal. We businessmen. You voted for a gangster freaking Vito Corleone, you know?
It's the mafia. Yeah, it's the mafia, if you want to look at it that way. Yeah, the corporate structure, the mafia structure. I mean, there's so many similarities to them. Yeah, that's a pretty good comparison. A Vito.
I don't know. I feel doomed, John. You know, I appreciate your call. I don't know what to do. You know, I'd love to think that I could wrap my head around Donald Trump gets into office and he saves us all, but he seems to be wrapping us all into a bunch of nightmares. You know, we got rid of NAFTA. Yay! Here comes the new NAFTA. Yay! No.
We've only got red flag laws. He didn't actually come take our guns. We just got red flag laws. It could have been worse. So it's like, you're telling me that evil is better than evil. Okay. It makes no sense.
Well, they get down on Donald Trump for stupid stuff, but I'd like to get down and mad at him for real stuff. And that's one of the things. They hate Donald Trump just because, right? Because they don't want to tell you the real reasons you should hate him. And I'm like going, okay. But again, we're put this puppet, right? Mr. Puppet's up there going, hate black people. Hate black people. Oh, he didn't say I hate black people. He says, oh, that's not the same. You go,
all lives matter. Sure, you hate black people. Yeah. It's like I said from the beginning, I don't hate Trump. I don't love Trump. I'm very ambiguous about it because I know he's just a freaking orange meat puppet. Seriously, folks, when I see these guys up there on stage on this never-ending play, something that will kind of bring it back into focus every time, try to visualize one of these big globalists, if you want to call them a Rothschild, with their arms stuck up his butt. You know, all the way up to his mouth, making his mouth move. He's a meat puppet. That's kind of bring it back to perspective. It's kind of a nasty thing to think about, but it does kind of snap you back into reality. They're just a figure put up there for us to get mad at or love.
Well, I can say I have a lot better conversations with Trump supporters in the real world than what they call the liberals, libtards, whatever. But then there's the Bernie bros, which is another camp within the left. And I can have decent conversations with some of them. They're fascinating how much they're close to their left-wing, you know, counterparts. But they're a different genre of mad. But and they don't understand, you know, okay, so the when I'm analyzing it, we got the Republicans. What do we mean by Republicans? We got Republicans that are against Trump, which are basically Democrats, I guess. But, man, we're all in these boxes, and it comes down to nothing, Alan. It comes down to, do you vote fascist in November, or do you vote socialist? That's it. You know? Which way do you want to go? Republic of Texas Radio will be right back. Hang on.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night. All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you want. Well, I guess it does matter. Who am I to say it doesn't matter what anybody wants? I guess everybody has a stake in the game or a stake or... What is a steak, Alan? Because it's a multiple things. A chunk of meat and stick.
Yeah, Soylent Green is kind of a steak, you know, if you want to look at it that way. A nice little green Soylent. Meat patois.
And Soylent Green is people. That's what they tell us. The world of predictive programming. Wow, coming down on you. When's the last time you've watched Soylent Green, Alan? Has it been recently at all?
It's been a couple of years. I've got it recorded on a memory stick, but it's one that I can't play at the moment because my devices have changed. It went from analog to digital. But I saw that not long back.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating how the world that they portrayed to us, you know, back in the 60s, 70s when that came out, is coming true today. We've heard talk about cannibal clubs and different stuff, and that's real. And, you know, big old apartment buildings filled with people sleeping on their stairs. It's getting there. The corona's bringing that around. You know, they don't have masks. You know, a private police force that works on commission, you know, and inspiration.
And the sweepers coming along the streets and sweeping people in and taking them to the Soylent factory.
Mm-hmm. And giving them their allotment of Soylent green, Soylent blue, Soylent yellow. You know, there's your food, man. Just eat that. You know, wow. We're getting there. And who knows? Are we fighting against that? Are we fighting for that? I know we were talking about Antifa this last hour a lot. Not a lot, but a little. Where do they want to go? I really think that Antifa is a combination thing. They got a paid arm and a LARPing aspect. LARPing is live action role playing, something that kids like to do for a while. Go ahead.
You know, if you really look at it as far as long-term projects go, and don't get just too mad at me out there, folks, but, you know, when Christianity was started up, I'm sorry, folks, but in the Christian religion, you practice vampirism and cannibalism. You drink the blood and you eat the body of Christ. And I'm sorry, but that is vampirism and cannibalism. You might not want to call it that because it might hurt, you know, offend you. But that's your religion doing that to you, folks. It's not your faith and who you are. It's your religion that has been turned and twisted and used against you.
Yeah, at least
and I know that's probably going to start a whole ball of wax, but, you know, you've got to look at it as far as reality goes, you know.
Don't worry, folks. Alan's only with us for another couple of minutes today.
Yeah, I've got to go do some work here in a little while. So you'll have last hour with Steve.
Yeah, you can tell me what a jerk Alan is if you want to. You know, I don't think he's a jerk, but whatever. We do got a lot of problems that we got to deal with in this world. I don't know how we're going to get through all of them. You know, I really don't. That's one thing that I have learned in my years on this.
I've got a pill that'll help you get through that, Steve.
A what?
I've got a pill that'll help you get through that. Pharmaceuticals are great, man. Better living through chemistry. Woohoo! Have a good Sunday, folks. I got to get.
Okay. Bye, Alan. We'll be right back, folks. Alan doesn't have a pill. Don't believe him. Republic of Texas Radio. Hang on. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
The tree of life is us, my friends. We Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.